Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I almost called security. I was startled. I come in here, once again, DHing for the Rooster, who's out of the country again. The beauty about the Rooster is when you stunt man with him, you get a ton of work. Because he's got always got appointments. He's got speaking engagements, photo ops, TED Talks, the whole nine yards. So, and I'm kind of glad today because it's a beautiful day in the nation's capital. We got a lot going on. Of course, I just can't say enough about the audience I've heard the last couple of days having to put up with you-know-who, and you guys all survived it. Today will be great. And we'll get a chance today to talk to two people I really, really am excited about because, you know, my passion is the NFC East. And I think that it's the, you know this already, but some of the younger listeners may not know. We may have attracted some toddlers since they thought maybe BTP might have been here today. You know the only conference or division in all the sports that has a championship trophy in every building?
That's us.
East.
Yeah.
Beast of the East.
Yeah.
It usually doesn't have a repeat champion. It's just, it has some things that you just can't make up about it. Regardless the record overall, it's about these little wars that have developed within these rivalries. So I'm lucky because I have Dallas represented and the New York Football Giants represented here with me all the way up until 4 o'clock. And this is the first shot that I've had all year.
And you're grinning for the audience at home.
Well, no, I'm excited about, you know, how exciting it is when there's a legitimate race in the NFC East to avoid last place.
Mm. I was wondering where you were going when you said race.
Well, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
Is I was like, to avoid last place.
Yeah.
100%. Who was in? Let me see how good your memory is. Who was in last place last year?
Why are you doing this to me?
I'm asking a random question. He's welcome to jump in, but I'm just saying, who was last?
It was the New York Giants.
Oh, I beg your pardon?
The New York Giants.
Okay, the Giants. Okay, good. So really, what we're talking about, because I think we all agree that nobody has a shot at beating the Eagles.
I mean, we did already.
And you'll be in last place. So you said you beat them. You're going to be in last place. You really want to say that? You really want that comment to come out? That shows you're getting worse. Not everything, even if you know it, is worth you letting people know you know it.
No, you know, we beat them.
So who's got the biggest problems in the NFC East?
I mean, I think you can put them all in a hat and pick one out and
including the Eagles.
Yeah, and you'll be right.
Yeah. They're the king of the hill, but I don't see them as the king of the hill in the NFC. And why shouldn't I? Why should I not put focus on a champion that hasn't had wholesale changes, and yet I don't hear anybody, even of all the dreamers we have, that are predicting 5 years from now, 4 years from now, who will be in the Super Bowl. I haven't heard anybody say Philadelphia. It just feels like it's not their year. They seem like they have some in-house issues.
I feel like they always have that, though, every year.
But they've played better in the past.
I mean, I was just watching Dan Orlovsky talking about it on ESPN, mm-hmm. and like he reminded me and the audience, like, they were booing Sirianni last year.
Oh, yeah, but it's Philly.
Yeah, they were
that
booing.
That doesn't surprise us.
They were booing him. He was fighting with fans. Like, this seems like a rite of passage for Philly. Now, I would agree with you. It wasn't this bad. Like, 10 points a game. Barely sniffing 20 points a game. This bad. But there's always seemed to be problems.
How we micromanage their operation is amazing. Because they have these little, they almost like their whole family is on TV. They have a, like, the Housewives of Beverly Hills, or it's like their day-to-day is televised. The Eagles seem to be like a publicly run company that everybody, you know, like the Packers are owned by, you know, their shareholders. But the Eagles, it's weird. But I don't think anybody in the group is capable of beating them on demand. You can fluky, force them, turn them over, whatever you want to do. I do think it's interesting because how often do you have a disconnect between a quarterback and your number one receiver? The whole thing seems to be strange. Cowboys have been pretty quiet. Now he looks up. Okay, so whenever we have an insider with the Dallas Cowboys, I like to take advantage of it. I think you guys have the most unique format going every day. If you just need somebody to represent the Commanders. That's why today this is so cool, because usually the Commanders have no representation on your show.
So you're in agreement that you know that the Rooster is a Giants fan.
I've always known that.
Okay.
Because
okay.
He's never had to hide it. He doesn't hide it.
Mm-hmm.
No. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him. Yeah. But we've never had the honor of having – we've had Cowboy fans in here, but they've never acknowledged it and worn it like a badge of honor. This is what I love about this brother, because he knows the outcome of his season, too, coming up. But he handles it with dignity. And I like that. You notice I haven't tried to recruit him, right?
About that, why are you – you tried to recruit me. How come you never tried to recruit Cowboy B?
Because B is, there's no way they can budge it.
Whoa, that's disrespectful. So you think you can budge me, but you don't think you can budge this guy?
Oh, I know I can get you. You'll be with us. You'll be in Burgundy and Go. He won't.
No.
He won't. See, B is comfortable. He knows they're not going to win. But he still gets a lot of run just because that's how Cowboy fans are. They know the outcome. It's not going to work out for them, but they don't lose any popularity. Because they number one where it counts most. Dollar bill. Explain it. How can one of the more dysfunctional organizations on the planet be the wealthiest? So you can't explain it.
I mean, I could try. I think Jerry Jones is a good businessman, not necessarily a good.
But I thought America was about winners.
Yeah, I mean. I don't know about that.
It's not like they've had a fluky run. It's 30 years. That's more than a run. But again, I admire it. I think it's awesome. I really do. What bothers you? Because neither one of you could care less about what happens over in this game. Time changes, the flights, the whole playing overseas, the Madrid trip. Did you consider going? Well, why would you? Even when the Giants go or the Cowboys, would either of you consider being a part of that travel plan?
I think if the Giants were actually like competing for something? And depending on the city, like if the Giants were...
Let's take the city they're in now.
Yeah, if the Giants were in Spain, if I knew they were going to Spain, because I'm not like a, you and Rooster, you know, you guys are swimming in money, taking first class.
Rooster.
No, that's you too. Yeah. First class flights across the globe, you know, private drivers,
Rooster's
all that stuff.
Sponsored.
Yeah. If I had that type of money, I could probably do it last minute. But I think it would have to be coming off a good season. I had to be hopeful, like knowing going into the season, so I can buy my tickets before the season.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. DLC in for the Rooster Cockadoodle-Doo here on Team 980. And, of course, you know the worldwide power we have with the Odyssey app. Is there any team that intrigues you league-wide? Right now, is there anybody that you look at and say, wow, they've got their manure together? Nobody jumps out at you. Have you jumped on board with the Colts? Have you jumped on board? Who's impressed you?
I think.
Outside of your own team.
I think they haven't done much of that. I think for me, I would say Detroit. Even before
you're smart.
Yeah, the what was that Monday night game with you guys? I would say Detroit.
It's impressive that you would say that.
Yeah.
Because replacing both cords, getting players that were injured to come back.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean they come back just like they were. And that was very good on your part to
I think they also have like a DNA of the team. Like we talk about hear how there's no like culture builders, culture establishers here. And we kind of talked about it before the show where like we need someone to set the tone. I think Dan Campbell and the players that they have drafted, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Trey Hendrickson, I'm bringing in Jared Goff, Penei Sewell, Sam LaPorta, all these guys they drafted, they're not just good players, they're good football players where it's like, I want to play with them.
Yeah.
Like, they're dogs, they hold each other accountable, and they set a tone. Yeah. And we saw that last year when half of their defense, or their whole defense was out, and they still were able to make it to the NFC Championship.
To the last game.
Yeah, so.
Do you think for DQ to have taken over the defensive coordinator responsibilities was a good move or a bad move? I mean, as a Giants fan, were you happy to see that?
As a Giants fan? I don't know. I think DQ is definitely the proven play caller. So I think Linnell was making the point yesterday, and I think the Rooster said this before too, where it's like, why now? Is more so the question that I have. And I think you said it as well. It's like the fans are talking, so you make the change. But what has really changed from week one to now?
Oh, yeah, I'd have never done
it. And we mentioned the Detroit Lions. We saw Dan Campbell take over offensive play calling against you guys. So it's kind of like, if there's a problem, why are we waiting this long to fix it? Is it because fans are upset, or is it because there's actually a problem?
The illusion to me, Cowboy, you got any thoughts on that? I don't want to leave you out of this because somebody will say I'm dogging Dallas. I don't want to leave you out of the conversation.
So we talking about Dan Quinn calling plays?
Yeah. What'd you think?
Oh, I had personal experience with this topic. Honestly, I don't think anything will change.
I'm with you.
I've seen Dan Quinn, what he's done in Dallas, and what he's done as the head coach with you guys. I just don't see – I feel like you have more of a personnel problem than a scheme problem.
Agreed.
Because, switching up the play callers can only do so much, but it's still the same scheme.
Exactly.
And still the same system. And the players obviously aren't performing well in said scheme and system. Yeah. So what is the play calling going to do?
Well, I can understand some people that have never been inside a professional team's facility, because you would think – some would lead you to believe he wasn't even in the building while they were having practice. You know, you realize he was on the field the whole time everything was going on.
Exactly.
He's in every meeting that he wants to be in. He's not a stranger to it. When they meet in the offseason with the coaches, he's running the meeting. So it's not like somebody, Joe Witt didn't come in there with a separate playbook manual that he hadn't seen, didn't know about. So I think that you think you're going to win people over. You win people over when you get your people to do their damn job. And if you were going to take over one side of the ball, I would have said go offense. Go in there and get your offensive coordinator to run the damn ball. And to slow, that'll help your defense. You can't cover any better because you have no pressure. You've played the edge like garbage all year. What's going to change? So you should have taken your influence on the offensive side so you could do play pace, slow the pace down, hog the ball, and play in a different strategy. So to me, if it doesn't work, I hope it does. If it doesn't, you are writing your own papers, your own obituary. Leadership should never crack under the pressure of people who have no idea, for the most part, about how you play defense in the National Football League. But they are smart enough to realize this. They see people being outrun. They see people not getting off blocks. They see people being crushed one-on-one. And we saw an individual get kicked out of a game, which means he didn't have his head in the game. You can't lead the league in motivational phrases and have your players do ignorant things that are contrary to team concepts. If you're selling books right now with over there, that would really jolt your sales. Who would have thought a player on this team doing something dumb, selfish, and throwing himself out? You know, they need him so bad. And I'd have said, Slim, I'd have told the league, look, make him pay double, but we need him in the game. What about the quality of the shield? And they didn't even have the political clout to do that. Jerry would have done that. Had that been the Cowboys, I guarantee you they would have got that thing slowed down or reversed. There is no way they would have gone without a frontliner in the game. And they're having struggling on that side of the ball. I will always believe that because I believe they have that kind of influence. You guys do, and them damn Giants have that kind of influence on things that the rest of the league flat out just doesn't. 301-230-0980 is the number here on Team 980. Cock-a-doodle-doo. I know what you're thinking. Another appearance. Another obligation. But that's what happens when you are cock-a-doodle-doo. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cock-a-doodle-doo on another, what would we call this? Personal appearance? Yeah, another personal appearance. You guys roll with it well, though. He's almost like most celebrities. He doesn't really have a set schedule. And you seem like you've adjusted to it. And I guess that New York vibe thing, is that why it works for you two?
I guess. I'm not sure. I guess I'm usually on a flexible schedule too, because I wasn't here on Fridays for a while, and you know, doctor's appointments and things of that sort. Yeah. Just traveled.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, you fit it well. You fit it well, and that's good. It's impressive. I'm always enamored by how you guys run the operation and doing this time of the year. The little hoops is kind of sneaking in now. Are you focused on anything other than
just football?
Yeah.
I was just having a conversation the other day. Like, basketball season doesn't start till football season is over.
You mean the Super Bowl's over?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. But you are paying attention. You are listening. Do you keep one ear open?
For basketball?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'll see highlights
Collegiate or pro, if you could only follow one and get information on one, you can't do both. Would you take collegiate or pro?
Right now, I'd probably say collegiate. People are going to hate me.
They already do, so don't worry about it.
I'm a Duke fan, so.
Why would they hate you?
Everybody hates Duke.
I don't hate Duke.
Okay. Brian says he's ashamed of me. Cowboy B says he's ashamed of me. He said, ugh.
Does B have a collegiate hoop team?
He says yes. I guess I'm speaking for Brian now. He says Maryland.
Oh, good. He's Turtles. Yeah. Okay. Man, that's good. It's encouraging. Were you at the Georgetown Maryland game? Don't want to bring up a sore topic, but did you go? You didn't go. Okay. All right. I'm so happy that kind of thing is back. It used to be huge here. High school games in this town, in the city, oh, man, were just magnificent. Some challenges all the way across the board. So that is... That is fun. Our running back situation, I had a chance to talk to my old teammate, Joe Washington, nicknamed Go-Go. He and Riggins, you know the rest of the record. You know what happened. I asked him because the three-back system, are you a fan of that? Let's think running game. Talk running game. I don't think we run the ball enough. I thought I was starting to like where we were going, but nobody gets a chance to get heated up. Our backs get teased, but nobody gets to go out and break that sweat. And I asked him as a running back, and he was a one Heisman candidate. I mean, he's won every accolade you can win. He said he don't want to share his backfield with nobody unless we're going to win it all, and that's what he did. And Riggo may have had the same feeling about it. But together as a tandem, because they were inside outside threats, and John could go outside too. And Go-Go could run inside too. But the specialties were killing you softly their way or ground and pound. Kelvin Bryant, I don't know if you guys are old enough to KB. Man, KB was here third down back. Absolutely wicked. The boy was. You don't hear a whole bunch about it. Ask people who truly understand the game about KB. Third down is it. So I'd like to see one of them. You pick which one you want. I'd go with Rodriguez right now. I'd love to see him get 22 carries.
Again, like just the whole – he takes the load of all of –
Depends on how long we keep the ball.
Yeah. So no other carries for any other running back is what you're saying?
unless he's tired, hurt, or what. I don't have to play everybody. What I need to do is control the ball, control the clock. I just don't know why. And I like the other guys a lot. But I don't think put one of them in, but they know they're going to get 20-plus carries, I think would alter their approach. I love Bill, but Bill is trying not to fumble again. He has not been the same since the last fumble, and I don't blame him because he didn't want the stigma of being thought of as a fumbling back. So that little gift he has, he does have a gift. I mean, it's a twitch, and he's gone. I haven't seen that since the last fumble. Because he does not want that to happen again. He was like moving around like you couldn't even predict, like a Martian. That's done. So somebody needs to stand up and show out. I really believe that would be the best thing that could happen to this ball club. I thought Kevin Sheehan, the breakdown, I mean, that was such a great segment today. The Terp, well, two Terps with Sheehan. But when you use a reference of a walkthrough, there's just nothing that could be more to the point and just nailed it. So right now, to me, I'm concerned about the entire operation, with the exception of special teams, which I think is our best unit. I think everybody needs to step up and get their games going, because to lose this game this week, you think it's been somber right now? Do you think it seems like we're a little bit confused right now? Do you want to imagine what next week would be like if you can't beat the Dolphins? You're talking about a horror movie. And that's what happens when you lose control and you're not controlling the agenda at all. You're being controlled. That's not a good spot. Not a good spot at all. So somehow, some way, we got to figure this bad boy out. 1:30 in the nation's capital. DOC in for cock-a-doodle-doo. And we're just trying to figure this thing out to see where we're going to come out. Where do we come out of this? How do we come out of this with a victory? And who's going to lead this victory charge? Right now, I think these are valid questions. No hate in my game. Pulling for burgundy and gold till my blood runs cold. But I'm confused as to how we're going to solve this mystery. Jump in. 301-230-0980. Back in a moment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
136 here in the nation's capital, D.O.C., in for Cock-a-Doodle-Doo, the rooster, and watching some footage of the Commanders getting ready to go. And I got to believe the most anticipated, I have more interest in the outcome of this game than I've had any of them this year. This is one that I think will control a lot of the momentum or lack of momentum that we muster up here going around the corner. I don't have a feel for them because I haven't seen them be consistent. Seen guys step up and flash. I'm good that the Longhorn coming back, being off a whole year, or damn near a year, and then to come back and really haven't had a setback. It's good news. I think the offensive line has been underutilized at this point. So we'll see. I have no insider information on this. I will say, in watching the footage, what does it mean when DQ doesn't have his hat backwards? Do you read anything into that?
Me personally, no.
DQ just hit his hat. His hat was not flipped backwards.
Yeah. What are you looking at me like you think something? I want to hear what it is you think.
I think any time a man shows you change, you in his head. And he's trying to do anything he can. He's completely unselfish. But the only thing that's going to flip us our thinking around is better play. Better play. Question is, who's our go-to guy other than Bobby? Defensively, who do you think is going to rescue us?
Maybe Trey Amos in a couple years.
You don't have 2 years.
Yeah.
You have Sunday.
This Sunday?
This Sunday. We need a hero. Who is it going to be? That's my question. 301-230-0980 is the number. I need to know, who do you think? Who's the hero? Who is it? And I'm shocked when you guys are telling me a lot. You're showing me a lot because you don't believe you have one. Or I don't think you're at the level of being desperate. But something is definitely, something's up. As the big guy would say, BTP. Something is definitely, I don't know how in the world Miami won, but they did. And that's frightening when the team is soft as jello and they find a way.
Don't you want to get them off of a win, though? Like, they're a bad team. They got a big win. They're probably feeling themselves, maybe not looking more at the details.
See what happened with Detroit? You got them off a loss?
Yeah, exactly.
People are the most focused off a loss. Wins, they get cocky.
But a losing team off a loss. Like, Detroit is a winning team off a loss.
I don't think Miami looks at themselves as a losing team. I really don't. But look, who's been consistent? People just have not been consistent this year. This was crazy to me. Even Denver, 2 weeks ago, a lot of people talk Broncos. Now people are jumping off that ship like it's the Titanic. Yeah, a lot of it changes. So don't ask me why. I don't know why. All I know is that I tell you who's not flirting around going up and down, and that is the New England Patriots, because they have a caveman in charge. They got a dude that's not into politics in charge. Vrabel is the real McCoy. And I'm shocked. No, I'm not shocked. I'm a little bit surprised that people haven't jumped on the board to understand this dude's legit. And the idea that Cleveland didn't hire him, it still be one of the things I would scratch myself bald-headed over trying to figure out. But then I go, Slim, why are you saying that it's Cleveland? Do you expect him to do that? So who we have? What's up? Who's inquiring? I need somebody to rescue this proposition. Who we got?
We got Jabril from Annapolis. Want to talk to you.
Jabril, what's up? I can't hear Jabril. Let's try it again.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me, Doc?
Now I got you.
Okay, Doc. It's a pleasure to talk to you. You always hitting everything right on point. And you notice the little thing. You said he got his head turned frontwards now.
Yeah.
And he ain't got to turn. He need to keep it backwards like he been had it. And let him know that he know what he need to do and go out there and do it. He was in Dallas. He know how to coach the defense. Go out there, get the people fired up, and do the job.
Yeah, I think he's a hell of a – he's not, shown he's a hell of a coordinator. He understands this. But that stuck out to me. That was an indicator. I'm like, wait a minute, hold it, Slim.
Yeah, you're right.
Your hat backwards? Are you telling me that there's a crack in your armor? You've already shown me that you're being dictated to by an audience when you go in and relieve a guy of the duties, insinuating that it caught you by surprise, as if you weren't in every meeting, every walkthrough. You know what's going on over there just like he did.
Exactly.
He didn't
have
the horses.
You know exactly what's happening.
Now, if he had the horses and he didn't unleash them, and you didn't interrupt him in the middle of the game and take command over your authority, that's on you. That's not on your DC.
Doc, I'm from Louisiana. I went to the same school with B. Mitch. You know, I'm a raging Cajun, right?
Yes, sir.
So he probably needs to do what we do in Louisiana. When you come out the womb, right, they don't slap you. They put Tabasco on your tongue. and that gets you woke up. Maybe you need to get some Tabasco and put it in the locker room and get these guys fired up. You need some gumbo and some A2 Farm.
I honestly believe that he has shown you that he's questioning himself.
Yeah, exactly.
And
absolutely.
I don't ever want a dude in charge to make me believe that he's not in complete control. Even if it didn't work out his way, somebody was just better. Not that I was negligent or I didn't take one of the small steps it takes to conquer a big problem. It takes a lot of
steps. He's showing a weakness, Doc.
In my opinion,
he's showing a weakness.
That's exactly what I feel. But I don't want to use me as a barometer because I know I'm way too rough. So I need some civilians. No, because it's winning, man. I'm sick and tired of people coming in here.
I know you grew
checks.
Up with all the stallions, Doc. You came up with all them guys. Them guys was just ruthless when you came through there.
Economics have a lot to do with it, and still cats can play.
Guys getting paid and ain't doing nothing.
Yeah.
Getting all that money and ain't doing nothing. I work for the government, Doc, and I ain't got paid in 3 weeks. And I will come out there and put it on the line for, because.
They'll
fool
with you.
And I'm 65.
No, Slim,
but I think
inside.
I still got a little bit left.
You sound good. I appreciate you calling.
Peace
man.
And blessings.
God bless
you. Peace and blessings, Doc.
Yeah, it's all good. My boy 65. He finna come out. Now, see, I would take him on my side. I'd let Linnell go play for the other team. I'm taking that brother right there. Who you taking? Big L? Yeah. Come on, man.
I mean, that's nice sentiments, Doc. That's why you a good leader. Nice sentiments, but yeah, Brian Cowboy B had some words too. He said, "Go ahead, sit down, OG." I'm taking Big L in that one. You know, at least we're not going to – never mind. I'm just going to end it
okay.
right there.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Y'all going to regret saying that. I heard him the other night on the air talking about he might get called up or may force him to put on some pads. Man, I almost wrecked. I was laughing so hard. Do you think he could get through a series?
I don't think anybody in the station can get through a series.
I agree. You're smart.
I think I can make a tackle. I think I can make a tackle.
Okay, from what position would you be playing to make this tackle from?
DB. Go back to my natural position.
Obviously you got no corner. Nothing about you look like a corner. So you a strong safety.
Wait, okay. Hold on. Nothing about me gives corner, Doc?
No, Slim.
I mean, you're right, but.
Corners? No, you ain't a corner.
What you mean?
You're just not a corner.
You say I'm not.
Look at you, you're not a corner.
You don't think I got that dog in me?
It's not about being a dog playing corner. You got to have more than the bark to play corner. You got to have feet and hands. You got to have more than just a bark.
Listen, Doc, I got the footwork drills. I got it.
So you think right now, see, now you sound like BTP.
Mm-hmm.
You think you can cover?
No.
Okay, all right.
No. I seen them boys, how them boys get down on the field. No, I'm telling you, I can make a tackle from the corner position, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see that. The sweep comes to you.
Yeah.
Guards pull. Mm-hmm. You going in there.
Full speed, diving at the feet.
Okay.
Take me out, coach. I need one.
You got a plan. I respect that. You got a plan. You already know what you're going to do.
Yeah.
That's important. No corner stay. Be careful. That's why the thing that hurts me in talk radio is when I hear people call somebody a bum that's doing something that only 1% of the world is capable of trying to do. And, you know, you may not have great technique. Like Lattimore. I thought Lattimore was playing his behind off. At his size and what he brings to the table, playing like 7-on-7, they have no pressure. He's on an island and he's a physical dude. He's a bump run guy. People don't realize how difficult that task is to go out and cover. You know all the game shows? They have all these reality shows that are on. There's one where these military people take a bunch of celebrities or people to go out. Don't ask me the name of it, but they take them out on like a military convoy. And they have to do some things that are crazy that the SEALs do and recon and all these people in special ops.
No, what show you talking about?
You do. It's forces. It's something about forces. But anyway, have you seen it?
I haven't seen an episode, no.
Okay. That's Linnell. No, seriously. They take these guys through things that real SEALs, recon soldiers go through. And it's excellent. Male and females that go out of this stuff. And some of the things they have to do on a routine basis, I'd have to be at gunpoint.
It's called Special Forces.
Special Forces.
Yeah, world's toughest test.
Yeah, it is. I would give anything to get BTP on that show. I swear to God, it would be the funniest thing you've ever seen in your life that these guys do on a routine basis. I say all this because we are at the professional level right now, pro football. These people are at that level. A professionalism, but we're not getting the results. So is it scheme or personnel? I never hear this question thrown out, and I never hear it answered in a way that I'm satisfied with it. Is it scheme or personnel? That's the question. Is it scheme or personnel? 301-230-0980. And I've got something for you either way you go. Scheme or personnel, because there are a lot of schemes that enhance and hide inabilities of certain players, flaws. But I'm curious as to what you think, what you see. Because the last 2 years on these microphones, we've talked about the lack of being able to set an edge. Injuries are a factor, but you know that coming in. Otherwise, why are you in the sport? We've not solved this now for 2 years. Is it scheme or is it personnel? We're going to break on this one. I need some answers. And I know. You're going to be the first person to call. Our number one resident expert. I know he's going to call and have something to say about this. And I can hardly wait. We'll be right back. Sports Talk on Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. The background, yeah. Well, that was kind of funny, just figuring out.
My full name?
Well, your full name. That threw me for a loop because I'm suffering from some mental structural deficiencies. And so I'm looking for an email from AMAC. And I said, dude, I don't see it. It's not up here. Well, of course, because that's not his name on his email. Now, what would I look for? If AMAC sends me an email, I'm looking for an email from who?
AMAC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. All right. Young people, man.
But see, this is the thing.
I'm not going to give up on you, though.
We have another Anthony, so I can't be called Anthony. So I had to walk in here with a new nickname, and I can't go with Ant. Tony is my dad, so didn't want to go with that. Anthony McBarnett. Shorten that down. You get AMAC.
Oh, so you just decided that, okay, you know what, I'm no comment. Because everything, I can't comment on everything. And I'm trying to figure out how to find it again, but I don't know why you thought 1 second that I would have known that. In here, what I'm looking for, read, and I can't find it. And you never thought. Well, maybe he doesn't know me that by that. Okay.
Nah, I just, you know, we only been here for about a year now, Doc. I thought we were cool. I thought we were boys.
No,
you
we're
know.
Good. We're good. No, you're the only one I've ever given up on in terms of trying to recruit because I knew it couldn't break you. I could tell that, well, this brother here, there's no way he's gonna go. But it's cool. Hey, man, it's as much as Rooster is gone and out and being a celebrity, we'll have plenty of shifts that we can get it all figured out. But it sounds like a good deal, though. So much has changed, man. The sports viewing, the vehicles, the whole nine yards, it's a good thing. 301-230-0980 is the number. We got to go out to Columbia. Is that Darley?
Daryl.
Don. Daryl.
Daryl.
A-R-L-Y. That's what he put down, Daryl.
Hey, thank you, Doc. I wanted to just say, you know, why do we think that every coordinator is going to be a good play caller? You know, I look at a coordinator as placing the players in a position of their strength.
Right.
But, you know, calling plays, man, that's a whole different animal. You know, everybody cannot call plays because that's like playing chess. You know, so, you know, back in the day, our coaches, Tom Landry and Don Coryell, all of them, you know, they were the masters of everything. But today, just because you're a coordinator doesn't mean that you can play, that you can call plays.
I agree.
And I think that Joe Witt sucked at calling plays. But I think he's a good coordinator. And the other thing I wanted to say real quick, Doc, is that a lot of people aren't looking at, you know, they're looking at the situation we're in right now with our players. But we got a lot of good ball players that got hurt. The Doris Armstrongs, the Dietrich Guys, they're coming back next year.
Yeah, next year.
They're okay. Coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And the players that we've gotten to replace them are coming back next year. We're going to have some really talented ball players on our team. You know, I don't want them to give up, man. You know, I want them to play their hearts out. And you know, show respect to the uniform. But I'm just looking in the future. Man, we, you know, our roster looks very talented. With the injured this year, we just got devastated with these injuries. And it happens. This is football, you know. But,
well, see, but you've reserved, you've already given up the season. You're on to next season. And you might be right. I just can't do that. I mean, the house is on fire, but it's not burned down. I still think I can rescue somebody. I'm still thinking that there's life. There's no way I could function thinking the season was over. I had no chance. I'm putting my mind through different scenarios, Kevin, that we can get in if we get hot and win four in a row. I cannot think about losing. I'm thinking about how I can win at this. And hell, if I can't get it done, then fine, it's over. But to quit midstream and start talking about next year, you and Linnell and all them, y'all can have that. I will never be on that ship. I'll be underwater. Back in a moment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.